Watertown was the coldest place in the lower 48 states yesterday. WRVO's Julia Botero ventured out into the streets of Watertown to ask people how they were coping with the frigid temperatures.
It was negative 36 degrees on President's Day morning, but around lunchtime it had warmed up to a balmy negative 3. It's the kind of temperature that car engines hate. Still, people who needed to be out were driving. I managed to find a few brave souls on foot. Diane Lane was bundled up with a hat and a scarf wrapped around her face. Her eyes were watering because of the cold. I asked her how she was doing.
Not well, because I'm from California.
I want to go home.
She said she just moved here in November. This year is her first year seeing snow.
I do need warm clothes, but I'm managing. I'm layering.
Samantha Freeman delivers pizza for Cam's Pizzeria. She says she will do about 15 deliveries a night, so she really has to bundle up when she heads out there.
Well, I just bought myself a nice new car that has heated seats and a heated steering wheel, so it's kind of nice for me to deliver. Now it has four-wheel drive, and I'm much more prepared than I was when I had my little Honda Civic.
Of course, there were the locals who didn't seem to mind the cold too much. Bill Boyensky has lived in Watertown all his life. He was bringing in shopping carts at the Price Chopper parking lot.
I'm doing fine, long as your dress well for it. You got her made.
No big deal, right?
No big deal.
I decided to have a little fun with the cold. I wandered into Vito's coffee and sandwich shop in downtown. Morgan McKelsey was behind the counter, and she poured me a hot cup of water. We went outside to try out a trick. You know, the one where you throw hot water in the air on a below-freezing day and it's supposed to evaporate instantly? Well, this is what happened.
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
I don't think it froze. It made like a crackling sound when I was in the air. And then you see the steam. Huh.
Well, we tried. For the record, by this time, it was only one below. I might try it again when it's a bit colder. Judging by the weather we've had so far this winter, that could mean any time this week. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.